Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, here we go. My Wife Hates Me podcast, coming to you straight from Hillsborough, New Jersey, in the podcast studio next to all of our clothes and everything else that's down here. And we're going to turn this into a studio and, you know, would videotape and start videotaping and doing Zoom shows. And
yeah, but if we start videotaping, I won't be able to, like, I'll have to have a good posture. Like, it's just nice to be able to sit like this.
I wanted to put a little of this on videotape, but I put pimple medicine on, and I don't want
to. You almost left the house yesterday with that on. You're lucky I ran out to yell at you.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me to take it off my face.
I said, this is white on your face.
My whole face, just white on my whole face and body. I'm white.
Wow.
Bonnie just did Jim and Sam, and I jumped into the frame. I didn't mean to knock her out of the frame. I didn't think I did. And because I was in the car listening to some of the interview, and, you know, they were saying things about myself, about me.
What did you have a problem with?
Saying that, you know.
Who's saying it?
Both you guys. Whatever. You were just saying some stuff, and I had to, you know, cover my, you know. Give the answers.
You need to be more specific, because right now, basically, all you're doing is you're like, there was some things said and I had to say back, and then this, and it's like.
Well, that gets them to listen to the radio show. That's called, that's almost
the,
like
the radio show's already happened.
You don't think it's a replay?
I don't give a shit about that. Just you can.
They were just saying I'm not happy in life. I'm happy in life. I'm just a little upset. With the career, one not working
they
for
weren't
6 months.
Saying it. Who was saying it?
They were saying they were going, is he miserable at all?
He was. They were asking questions. Who was saying it?
You were saying.
Okay, there you go. That, I was saying that. What?
Well, they were egging you on, you know, and.
They tricked me.
They, of course, I'm not happy now. I haven't really worked in 6 months doing what I love. And, you know, I mean, we did get to. Shoot the Colin Quinn thing special. That was great. That was so much fun.
That's going to come out soon.
Yeah.
Did you send those pictures?
I just sent a picture of me and you from our wedding, the one I have. I don't think I have any more from our wedding.
What was the other thing they said? They wanted you.
A picture of me and Colin from like 20 or 30 years. I don't have any. First of all, if I did, I'd have to look through every, like you know.
You can search.
Well, they could search, too.
On your phone. No, I'm saying.
Oh, I don't have any pictures of me and Colin.
Oh, but why don't you just search? Yeah, here, just do it this really quick. Keep talking.
They wanted a picture of me and Colin, because I've known Colin for, what, 30 years, probably, you know. And I guess they wanted one of us from back in the day. But, you know, any picture that was taken back then, you know, I have as a regular picture somewhere, which I probably don't, you know. If somebody took it, me and him didn't go take a picture of ourselves. I don't know. I don't know where to find one.
Here, how about this one?
What? Oh, where'd you get that from?
I just searched online. Colin Quinn and Rich Voss.
Well, they could do that too.
I know, but they didn't. So send it to him. Stop picking,
go ahead, send it to him. You're on the phone right now.
Okay.
Send him that
I'm
picture.
I'm just looking to see if there's a better one, maybe.
Yeah, take a screenshot of it and then send it. That's what I do. I take screenshots.
Oh, here's a better one.
Let me see. No, that's from Tough Crowd.
So what?
No, send the other one, not from
Okay, Tough I'll send them both.
All right, whatever you want to do, it's up to you. I think they needed it last night.
Well, they're getting it today.
But it's anything they could have searched. So, anyhow, we did that. But not working, you know, we're doing shows outside and in an alley in a fucking treehouse, wherever. And you're like, what the fuck? I'm 63 years old. I'm standing on a sidewalk in front of a New York comedy club. It sucks. And it's got to suck for a million other people that aren't working. You know, I'm glad my daughters worked throughout this whole thing, you know, because, you know, they don't have the savings to keep them going for 6 months. So luckily they got to work. But, you know, comics, it's tough. And the clubs that are open, major headliners are going in because they want to work. And if you're a club, of course you're going to take a major headliner over. I mean, I'm talking, you know, Chelsea Handler, Brian Regan, D.L. Ugly. They're doing clubs. These are all theater acts.
Okay,
going
yeah,
to
I
clubs.
Have a bit of a problem with that, actually. So I sent them, by the way. But,
Chelsea had to do the Stress Factory because she was preparing for a special.
She was preparing for a special, but why not put your special on hold for 6 months? It doesn't make any sense. It's like, do you need it that bad?
No, but why you would want to put a special out now? Because everybody's watching TV, Netflix.
So I guess. I just feel like, you know, it's like you don't have to be doing this stuff. You're taking money out of the pockets of people who actually don't have any other income, you know, to come down. I guess, I don't know.
Well, no, look, obviously they're not doing it for money. You know,
yeah, they're doing doing 100 people at the Stress Factory. I mean, what are they making?
Well, they're doing more than 100. They're doing.
Well, how many people can sit in there? Not that many.
I don't know.
Per show.
I don't know.
There on Sunday, by the way.
You know, Brian Regan wants to work as much. Obviously, he doesn't need the money, but, he wants to work. He can't. Well, there's no theater shows going on anywhere.
Right.
There's comedy clubs, some. So, like, from the entertainment and talent aspect of it, not the financial aspect, they want to work just like the next person. So I don't, you know, in the club, so it's tougher, you know, for other headliners when the big acts are coming in and then the acts that, you know, have a million followers on Instagram that aren't as funny as someone like me, but they have a big presence on Instagram or maybe even Twitter. And so, you know, they're the second picks. They're going, it's just not about funny anymore. You know, that helps a little to be funny. You know, guys like Tim Dillon who are funny. Mm-hmm. Tim was funny, you know, before he, Tim is selling
out. Can I tell
you
the first time I met him on Tough Crowd? Not Tough Crowd, on Red Eye?
Yeah.
It's funny, my friend Ken Krantz was like, you got to see this guy, Tim Dillon. Like, cause I was saying like, everybody's either one political thing or the other. And he was saying like, you know, he's this gay guy that's Republican, you know? And, anyway, he was interesting backstage, but on the show, he was so annoying. He hadn't quite found his groove. You know, he was just talking over everyone all the time. It's funny because then I was like, then I would see him at parties and I'd be like, oh God, here comes that guy that talks so much, you know, but now I love him.
Well, you should love him. He's selling out 10 shows. He's a big guy. He went from.
Well, because he went to L.A. He was like, fuck this shit. And yeah, I'm going to get on Rogan. And then he got on Rogan a bunch. But he's also very smart.
Well, no, he's look.
He's really, really smart, and he's good at satire. And so he really is good at sort of like walking that line of you never quite know where he's coming at politically.
I think he's funny. When I shot my special, he did 10 minutes warm up. He introduced me. They go, who do you want to do the warm up? And they gave me names. I said, Tim Dillon. You know, he was still in New York. And he went to L.A. and exploded. And it, you know, of course, and so when you see somebody like that that blows up on Instagram, you're going, well, they're funny comics. He deserves it. He put his time in. He's making videos all the time.
Right. He works hard.
He works hard. He deserves it. But then you see other comics, and this isn't, what do you call them, being bitter. It's just how it is that, you know, have, or even not even comics, even YouTube stars or whatever, that have such a big following, and they're headlining comedy clubs, you know, they're bringing in. And I get, too. I get the clubs got to earn a living. And even before the pandemic, they're bringing in some of these acts, and clubs got to make money. They got to figure, how am I going to sell as many seats? You know, there's a fine line between the quick fix and then just looking towards the future with, you know, stable, funny acts. You know, obviously these YouTube stars are bringing in their fan base, so that they're getting what they expect. But say 30 people stumble in that night and they're going, what the fuck is this? So that's 30 people that might not come back to the club. That might not, because they go, what the fuck is this? So you do want to bring in acts that when people leave are going to go, oh, that was a great show. You know, I'm definitely going to come back, or recommend this place to friends. So it's not every act has to be, there's a fine line between, like I said, big Instagram, Twitter, YouTube followings, and just being a there's comics throughout the Midwest and the South that probably never did one TV spot. They're as fucking as funny as anybody. They're just out on the road doing road comedy, and they're so fucking funny. Every fucking great comic isn't from New York or L.A. or Boston. There's fucking comics out there that are really fucking funny that you have no idea. No idea, you know. So there you go. There's my speech. That was a pretty good speech, wasn't it?
I have no idea what it meant, what the point is.
I don't
know. What's your point in that? That
well, I'm saying it's hard to be happy.
It's hard to be happy, but
during a pandemic.
But then what about the road comics that you've never heard of that are funny as anyone?
What about, no, I'm just saying.
Is that like?
I'm saying that clubs are just using, not just because I work all the time, but there's clubs, well, when there's no pandemic, there's clubs that, you know, they're looking at YouTube people, Instagram comics, top, you know, it's hard for a comic who's just out there doing the road that's a good comic. And there's so many of them out there that you never even fucking heard of. But they're not going to sell tickets. Nobody knows. And it's tough. You know, I see it. I see guys that are milling for me and they're just going from one gig to the next as a middle act, making no fucking money. Mm-hmm. You know, so now through a pandemic, it's got to be fucking brutal. You know, whatever. I'm at the twilight of my career. I've already done so much in this business. So have you. So now.
Is this exactly what I like?
Well, now
you internalized everything that I said on Jim and Sam, and now you're spouting it as your own.
No, but you listen, I've always known. I've always known that I've done a lot in this business. I've always known that. But I still got to worry about the future.
Don't you feel lucky?
I feel semi. You know,
what is like nothing bad's happened to you since you got sober. Basically, I mean,
no,
it's been
not.
Smooth sailing.
Yeah,
you had a divorce.
Yeah, no, that's part of life. That could happen to anybody. But
no. Listen, why you have to be defensive is beyond me.
I'm not being defensive.
I'm just stating facts. I'm saying, yeah, but I'm not saying, look. I'm not saying it doesn't happen to other people or that it's your fault in some way. I'm just saying, really, there's been very few hardships that you've had to overcome. That's very, very few.
Since I got sober. Not
since
before.
You got sober. I mean, is it like...
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
What? Because you have a thing at noon?
I got my meeting today.
Yeah, well, you're done.
I know. I'm going to do it from my car.
But also, I'm just saying, like, don't you feel lucky? Like, when you're young, you can't possibly understand, like, the hardships that other people go through. It's just hard to be aware of other people. You're so involved in yourself. But as you get older, you start to see, like, oh, my God, the amount of shit that could go wrong is really incredible. And somehow we've avoided so much of it. It's just... I don't know. Some days I wake up, I almost start crying. I just feel, I know it sounds crazy, but it just, like, I feel very, very lucky.
Yeah, yeah, quite lucky, but also to avoid problems, you got to stay on top of things too. Get physicals, go to, you know, prostate check, colonoscopies.
Yeah, but so much, it's kind of bullshit when people are like, well, you know, I did the right things. You did it. You got lucky. Yes, you can do the right things. You can eat right. You can whatever. But it doesn't matter. There's still so much that outside of that that could go wrong.
Yeah, I got lucky.
It's like it's like you're born lucky. You were born in this country. You know, I mean, there's whatever. It's stupid to go. It's stupid to talk about. But I hate when people are like, well, that was because of my choices. It really probably didn't have that much to do with your choices.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't have it, but the comics.
Even like when people get famous, they're always like, well, it's because I worked hard. There's a lot of fucking people who work a lot harder than you, pal. They're still fucking struggling.
Well, that's what I was saying about the comics on the road. Who?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like you have to work hard and be lucky in most cases.
Well, I mean, in comedy, you know, the good thing, and I talked about this yesterday, I hung out with who I thought were the best comics in New York, you know, Bobby Norton, mm-hmm. Billy, Patrice, Keith, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, obviously we hung out because we were going out. But, you know, even way before I even knew who you were, the people I hung out with, Colin, you know what I mean? Sitting there amongst such good comics could only make you.
Is the thing, but you're lucky that you have a personality that they liked. Like, that's part of the luck, too.
Well, we all gelled together, I guess.
Yeah, you're lucky that you gelled with their personalities.
Well, yeah, you can say lucky to some.
You're lucky that you were the kind of comic that did well at that time. That was what was in style, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, for me to do well at that time, I had to have talent besides luck.
So no, of course. That's what I'm saying. You need talent, you need to work hard, and you also need a lot of luck. Like, the idea that we sit around thinking like, oh, this is all because of what I did. It's like, it's a lot of it has to do with your genetics, where you were born. You know, it's the luck goes all the way down the line of it for good or bad luck. You know, it is what it is. It and the fact that you're like, well, I happen to be a smart person. Well, that's luck. That's really luck.
That's
to be
not
smart.
Luck. No, to be studied. If you study, and
you still need to be. It's still lucky to be born with a higher IQ than someone else. It just is lucky. It's lucky that you're the kind of person who's willing to study. It's lucky that, you know, you had.
But you could say anything.
A parent
lucky,
that put
though.
A fucking roof over your head, made you go to school every day, like. Yes, but that's what I'm saying.
But that's the word so easy to throw around. I had what do you call it? Beyond Burgers last night. Well, you're lucky you had Beyond Burgers. Some they might not even have made those or invented them. You're lucky that you
have.
Well,
we are lucky that we're, you know, vegans and semi vegetarians in a time when it is much easier to be a vegan and a semi. It is lucky.
It's not lucky. It's a choice. That's a choice.
No, it's lucky it's lucky that we have all these different choices than they had, say, like in the 70s or the 80s, even the 90s.
That's not luck.
It is. Everything is luck. I'm not trying to take away from you that you work hard or anything like that.
Luck comes
but
second.
The idea that people go, well, you make your own luck. You do and you don't. Luck is luck. It just is. You should be grateful.
If somebody robs a bank and goes to jail, you can't go, oh, look how unlucky they are going to jail. They robbed the bank and got caught. That's not luck.
Yeah, but their unluckiness probably started well before they robbed that bank. Their unluckiness probably started that they had a dad who beat them and a mom who didn't give a shit or whatever it was.
It's too easy. The word is too easy.
No, it's not. I think people should throw it around more. I think when they interview people who are famous and wealthy or successful, they should say, look, a lot of it was luck. I lucked. The people who are very successful, especially, it's probably most countries, but they had good educations because they came from good, families that were already successful. Look, go ahead at any actor or actress that you like. Go ahead and just take a look at their past. I'm going to bet you that they have a very, I would say 70% of actors and actresses who are very successful have very successful parents. Okay. But in any field, it's true that the idea that you work your way up from nothing is.
I did.
Yes. Yes. But it's rare. It's very rare. And if you had been born into a lucky enough to be born into a wealthy family, you might be way more successful even than you are now. Look at the people who do well. They come from success because it's ingrained in them that this is a possibility. In poor people or like the way that I grew up, a lot of the things that are ingrained in you is, hey, careful. Don't spend too much. You could be poor again, or, my dad used to always say, like, you don't want to, the idea that you can be anything is kind of bullshit because, it's hard to get out of your station in life and stuff. And so you're given these ideas that make it harder for you to succeed later. And what is that, Rich? That's luck. That's luck to be born into a successful family. Good or bad, it's not their fault. It's no one's fault. It just is what it is. Well, and you should be grateful that you actually had, you legitimately had a lot of luck in your life.
I did?
Yes. Yes.
Name some of my luck.
Well, luck is that you had a personality that allowed you to get sober when you needed to. That's pretty lucky. A lot of people don't. A lot of people, they try and they try and they try and they can't get sober. Right?
Yeah, that's survival. That's not luck. That's survival.
But I bet you there are people that wanted to survive as much as you and they just couldn't do it. But you have a personality that when you set your mind to something, you do it. That's luck. That's luck that your mom or dad or somewhere down the genetic line gave it to you. And then you were able to pursue a dream that you wanted. Not every people live their whole lives without pursuing the thing that they want to pursue because they don't have the guts or they've been told it's a silly idea or whatever. But
we were told our movie was a dumb idea to make.
Yeah, but we both are the kind of people that literally don't listen to anyone, including each other.
Now, what were you saying?
No, I'm just exactly.
I don't know. Look, yes, there's some. If I'm so lucky,
you're lucky that you met me and that I like this kind of tough persona.
But why have I not got to the level of?
But what? That's the thing. That's the crazy thing that we sit around and think. Why didn't we get to this level?
I mean,
why is it important to get to that level? That's just because somewhere along the way, somebody said you're not successful unless you're really successful. You know what success is? I think.
I don't know. There's a poster. There's one of those, saying success. I always see the picture of it. If you look it up on your phone, there's like a picture of success.
I don't know.
Here,
but anyway, it's. Really, success is just having enough money for the rest of your life. Really,
well, we don't
that for the rest of my life. Because if you are really successful, then you have to spend all your time working on that. It takes a lot of time and effort.
Well, we don't have,
and then you don't get to spend any time with your family, which is supposed to be where the real joys lie.
Picture of suck. How do you spell success? Oh. S-U-C.
Oh, God. See, you're lucky that you made it this far without even knowing how to spell success.
Oh, here it is. Oh, that's not it. I'm trying to. Success. You see a picture of Steve Harvey.
And also, you could probably count the number of times in your career where someone happened to see you.
Yeah, Chris saw me and put me.
Yes, was that luck?
Huh?
That was luck that you happened to be in L.A. when he was at the Comedy Store and he watched you do a set and decided to put you on his writing team.
Plus, he saw me on TV.
In any case, you don't consider that luck?
That's luck.
You didn't pursue that?
That was luck. There is some luck, yes. You know, but how? If he saw me, what if I bombed that night?
No, I will reiterate because there's things that you just don't get. Yes. You need all of it in order to be very successful. Yes. You need luck, hard work, and one other thing, talent. You don't need talent that much.
There's a tree that says success, and under the tree, the roots are hard work, persistence, which I have, late nights, rejections without a slur, yes, sacrifices, discipline, criticism, failure, doubts, and risks.
Okay. Well, they want you to believe
none of it says luck.
None of it says luck because they don't want you to believe that.
The motivational wall art.
They want you to believe that hard work pays off, and it really, for many people, doesn't. Or hard work just creates more hard work. You know, the poorest people in the world work the hardest. Are they the most successful? Of course not. You think migrant workers are the most successful? They work hard. They work really hard. No, not most successful. Unless we're going to redefine success. Maybe they have the best relationships with their kids. I don't know. I doubt it. They're probably working too hard.
Let's just keep saying, I don't know.
I'm just, you know.
I'm not saying I'm right.
I'm just saying this is my belief.
We're a pretty good podcast. We've gone for 6 years, 7 years. It's not as successful as we'd like it to be. It's good. We have a good following. We have, we're a cult following, I think. We have more of a cult following, like the Rocky Horror Show.
Does that mean it's just like people in cults like us?
Yes. But, you know, how do some podcasts blow up that aren't half as good as this? That's luck.
Well, I mean, we don't do anything.
Yeah, we do podcasts. We don't do anything
for this podcast. We didn't get the luck part. We don't do the hard work part.
What's that?
And the talent part is questionable. So it's amazing. You know, you should feel grateful that anybody listens at all.
The talent part is questionable, you think?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is, you know, very similar podcasts one after the other.
No, some are, some aren't. This is a deep discussion that's going to end soon.
Why?
I don't know.
This is the most fun I've ever had on this podcast. You let me talk for a little bit.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food, all delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon oat bowl are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
You can talk all you want. Go.
No, I don't want to.
Talk. Oh, I got to drive up to Connect Du Mohegan Sun. I took a COVID test again yesterday, you know, because Saturday I was amongst people. And there were times sometimes not paying attention, you take your mask off. Sometimes, you know, you're like, oh, I'm comfortable sitting here.
I walked into a store without a mask.
And it was an old lady in a bagel store today without a mask. I felt bad. I didn't do it. I was going to say, I have an extra one in the car if you don't have one. But she was so old. She couldn't even.
But also, you can't give away your mask. Well, your mask might have COVID in it. Like, I would never take someone else's mask.
Oh, good.
You're putting it right on your nose.
I guess.
Wait, so they kicked her out of the bagel shop?
No, they didn't say anything. She was an old lady. She couldn't even open the cooler. I opened the cooler for her to get a drink.
What is she doing going around without a mask on?
I don't know. I mean, she was shaky. She was really old.
She was not there with someone else?
No, maybe someone was in the car. What do you call it when you're
so weird.
Shaking, you know? You get old Parkinson's?
Or, oh, maybe, yeah.
You know, she couldn't even open a cooler to get her drink out of it.
Man.
So I opened it and then I slammed the door on her finger. The cooler, teach her a lesson. Put your mask on.
Yeah, nice.
Right? Nice. Sometimes you got to teach. I saw a homeless guy once without a mask going to a store. I gave him a mask. One of those, you know, paper, you know, Raina.
She's in school. She can't come down.
No, she's done.
No, she's not. Are you silly?
I heard her walking around.
So she's probably on a very short break.
Am I silly?
Well, every day you're like, act like she's not going to school.
We're going to turn this.
This morning I had to get up and do her homework for her. Oh, my God.
We're going to make a little studio here. We're going to pull the table out to there, sit at the other side, and we'll put something on this wall, back wall, while we videotape. What kind of mural? Right?
I don't feel like talking about this shit.
You could actually do an internet mural behind you. I don't know how to do it though.
What the fuck are you talking about? An internet mural?
You know, like when you're doing Zoom, you could put
a background.
Yeah.
Virtual background.
Yeah.
An internet mural. Interesting. I guess that's the title of this.
What
podcast?
Was there any funny parts during this that they could pull? We didn't even do anything funny.
I'm sorry if we weren't yelling at each other. That's the only part you like.
I don't like. Actually, there you go. You're saying that's the only part I like. No, I'd rather have a deep, in-depth
discussion on how we're going to decorate our fucking podcast room.
Well, if we start doing video, we got to get on top.
I know, but these are discussions that you have off mic.
No, because then people can give you ideas. You know, I mean, everybody, we got to get up on things, man. People do their podcasts with a video aspect towards it. You know, they're doing video podcasts. We don't do that. We got to bring it up a notch. You don't think so?
Yes, I think so. I think it's crazy that you're like telling me as though I don't know. Guess what people are doing now, Bonnie? Video podcast. What? With an internet background? Whoa.
Yep. And so we have to. What type of background do you want to put?
I don't want to talk about it podcast.
I like, you know what backgrounds I like? I like flowers. I like, you know, an autumn background maybe, or maybe something. I like mountains and I like down, you know, stuff down the shore. What do you think?
I don't know.
Puppies, kittens. I don't want that.
Sorry, I didn't realize I said that.
No, well, what kind of background would you like on our...
I don't know, a clock that ticks down to when we're both dead.
What? What does that mean, it ticks down?
Starts at 10 years and goes backwards.
Oh, and that's the clock of life?
Of our life.
So, 20 years.
We could say it's a... Oh, you're going to give us 20 years.
Wait, I'm 63. Now, I like to go, 25? I don't know. I'm not saying anything. It's God's will. Whatever happens is God's will.
I could see your anxiety just rose up right into your head. You're like, shit, death. But you don't even like life. So what does it matter?
I don't like life.
Well, you're not particularly like.
Oh, stop with I'm not happy and I'm miserable and this and that. I'm fucking living life on life's terms.
Well, go to your dumb meeting. Don't say that shit here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And you just did one step in a grave and peeing on my shoe.
No, are you stupid? That's not how it goes.
I'm not. I was one step in yesterday and one nose in tomorrow and putting my finger on my butt.
See, if you have one foot.
Thanks, AA.
Yeah.
Don't ever say it. Don't ever say it out loud. It's the program.
Good. Make fun. Make fun of something that saves lives.
I guess it doesn't save that many lives. It's got a really low.
You're wrong. You're wrong. You don't even know the statistics.
I watched a documentary about it.
No,
it's
you
got
didn't.
Very low stats on.
What documentary did you watch?
Success rates.
What documentary did you watch?
It was about like.
If it saves one out of 100 people, that's one person, one life that lives.
Okay, but you could say that about like, the sunset. The sunset saved one person. They were sitting there watching the sunset and they decided they shouldn't drink anymore. Oh, well, let's start a fucking sunset program then.
It's not
everybody sit in front of the sunset. Yes, for many of you, it won't work. But if it just works for one person, that's good enough.
No, 12-step meetings help a lot of people.
I'm not like shitting on 12-step. It's just got a low success rate. There's drugs that have much higher success rate.
Well, yeah, so.
I'm just saying, you know, you and your sayings with the AA.
I don't, my sayings, when I say.
The only thing I like is this too shall pass, because I say it every time I can talk to you.
Whoa, look at you. Good.
Put that on. Use that as a clip. Yeah. Huh? I get him. I got him good. You like that voice?
Yeah. Here's the saying.
I got him.
Easy does it. That's my saying.
Is that an AA saying? I'm sorry, the program saying. Is that a program saying?
Yes, it's a 12-step. Easy does it.
Easy does it. Like, can you believe that's like a saying from a fucking program?
Live and
easy does it. It was like,
yeah.
Take her easy. Like, that's like somebody's like, that. Let's use that. Somebody's getting credit for saying that. See you later. That's our program saying. See you later. Wait, no one's ever said that before? Not until this program. See you later.
Yeah. You're the one. Didn't you take a writing course online? That's not a big success rate.
I didn't take a writing course online. What
are
you talking
about? One of those courses, you know, from the.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I've never taken a writing course online.
Oh, one of those courses where, like, you know, Judd Apatow did.
Oh, the Masterclass?
Yeah.
Oh, my friend gave me the entire library of Masterclasses. And you listen to them like a podcast.
How did they give you it? Did they pay for it?
Yes. And then you go to your email and you click a link and download the app and there you go.
It's only 1 hour of someone talking?
No, it varies, but it's like each thing is like, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes maybe. And then there's like 12 or 15 classes per thing. And it's like cooking. There's like seven cooking people. There's like whatever. It's pretty interesting.
Is it?
And it's kind of cheap considering how much stuff you get. They keep putting new ones on. You know, I like the filmmakers ones. It's pretty good. There's somebody teaches comedy. Steve Martin. I haven't listened to that one yet.
Here's what somebody wrote about our roast. The roast was one of the funniest things I've watched in a while. It's so funny that he writes, it really needs to be on a wider distribution platform. Really? We never thought of that.
Oh, God. We try to keep things small.
I never laugh at stand-up so much, having seen 109,000 hours of comedy, but I actually laughed out loud.
Well, wow. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for laughing out loud at our hard work. We are lucky that guy laughed out loud. Who is it? A club owner?
Yeah, a booker. Yeah,
I could tell by the way it's written as a booker.
Yeah,
I watched a lot of stand-up. I didn't know a lot about stand-up because I watched a lot. And I can tell you from experience, this was laugh out loud funny. This was you know what you guys should do? You should get it on that NBC or, you know, maybe Netflix. That's what you guys should do with that. I don't know why you're keeping it a secret.
What did I write? I wrote to him. Yeah.
Thanks for your advice, dum-dum.
Thank you, Mom. I got to plug a date. He goes, can you do a 20-second video saying that you'll be at the Garden State Comedy Club Saturday, November 7th? Yes, I can, but where is it? What town?
Where's the Garden State Comedy Club?
I think it's in Hunterdon County. Okay, here, let me make this.
We do a lot of Googling on this one.
Yeah, we can call this Googling.
Googling. Guys, we can't hear you because we don't have our podcast set up in any way. But we're going to imagine that you're asking us to Google stuff. We're going to Google it for
you. Okay, real quick. I'll make the video. Folks, I'm here doing my podcast. But November 7th, I'll be at the Garden State Comedy Club. Was that what it was called? Yeah, the Garden State Comedy Club in Hunterdon County. I don't know exactly where it is because the guy who's promoting it and told me to make this. Oh, really? You're going to take my hat off during this? Look how my hair is such a mess. I'm not going to send this. Maybe I will. November 7th, Garden State Comedy Club. I'm blocking my pimple with the microphone. Rich Voss here, Garden State.
Okay, thank you. That's enough. But like, it's amazing to me because you go. It's like you never want to stop talking to your own reflection. Do you wish that on stage there's a mirror right in front of you so you could see yourself?
Oh, you could see the pimple a little bit.
Right?
What? No.
I've never met anyone. There's times where I'm like, sitting in my room, I'm like, what's he listening to? And he's listening to himself.
No, I never do that.
You Google up some kind of like YouTube clip of yourself.
I don't. Are you crazy?
Yes, probably. But also I've heard it.
Let me see. Is this good enough?
That's what club owners like to hear. Is this shit good enough?
Is this good enough? This crap. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Listen.
I got these long nails.
Yeah, they look good.
For some reason. I know, but I also had like all these writing jobs last week. By the way, we should talk about that. I wrote that thing for Bette Midler.
Well, wait till it comes out.
Oh, you want to just, okay. Yeah. Anyway, it's so hard to fucking type with these nails. It's crazy. I'm like this. I'm like.
You.
Like Hunt and Peck instead. Like I used to be able to say, remember you'd come over and talk to me and I'd be typing and listening to you and talking.
I remember.
Then I looked down, I'd written everything you said by accident.
I remember.
But now it's not like, it's like I have high heeled shoes on my hands.
Ooh, that's got to be crazy. Look at it this way. I don't even know how to type.
How do you like? I noticed that if we have fights on texts, I can see that you're typing stuff and then I'll send you a book and then you stop typing. Then you start typing something else. Then I'll send you. It's like takes so long to wait. I've written thousands and thousands of words.
You're so much better person than me.
I don't know what you're doing. I'm like, sometimes I'm jogging and doing it.
You're a better person. You feel better now that you said that?
No, I don't. I think I'm lucky that I am smart.
I gotta poop again. Do you tell, like it? You waste so much time.
Why would you say that on the podcast?
I just thought about it. I'm not doing poop material.
Well, no, it's worse than that. It's not funny at all. Yeah, no, you're just talking about it. You hate when we're watching movies and television.
You know what just hit me? Go ahead.
What? It's something mean?
No.
So it's something
no,
mean?
No, it's your hair. When I look at your hair, you're starting to look like a young Ruth Bader Ginsburg. A little bit. Like during her. look at this. Yeah. Taping over whatever you say we were taping over. Taping over it.
So you're saying that I'm correct.
What were you saying when we're watching a movie? I hate when they do bathroom scenes in a movie.
Because you hate it so much that now I see it in every single show and movie has at least one scene where they're sitting on the toilet. It's insane.
Why?
First of all, even if you like bathroom humor, it's so hacky at this point. What's the point?
Let's put them on the toilet. Does that show that they're human?
Or peeing outside?
It's ridiculous.
It's always like something.
Don't do it. I'm telling you, directors. All right. If you're directing a movie or a TV show, nobody needs to see it. All right.
Yeah, it just doesn't. I don't know. Like, I guess, like, with like a husband and wife, they always want to show like that they like, you know, they have some kind of bond where the wife doesn't mind, you know, shitting with the door open or something.
I don't like it.
I don't know what it's supposed to represent. Like,
yeah,
this is just real life, man. But there's other ways to show real fucking life.
Yeah, I know. You like that when I go, yeah, I know.
I guess. Where we all have that biological function, and
it's so stupid.
It's the most universal thing in the world.
Man, I'm watching a second season of Boys. That fucking show is amazing. Is it good? It's good.
Great. Well, thank you for that review.
No problem.
This is reviews by Rich Voss. Let's go Frontier.
Why do you call it Frontier instead of Frontier?
Oh, Frontier?
Yeah, frontier.
Frontier,
not frontier. What the fuck? Frontier. Yeah, pretty good. We got one more.
Jesus.
We got one more fucking episode of three seasons of that.
He won't. If we start watching something and it has 10 seasons, we have to watch all 10 seasons. Is that OCD?
No, that's...
Like, I bail on a couple
being
things.
Invested.
I bailed on this year's Fargo. I had to. I couldn't do it anymore. It was...
I won't bail on it because I know it's going to get great.
It's, to me, personally, not good.
That's you.
That's me. But you were angry when I said I can't watch anymore. But I don't like wasting my time watching something I don't like.
We're watching Versailles. It's the same episode every
I said I'll watch
time.
It on my own, but you keep saying don't watch it without me.
No, because I already invested too much time in it. I got to know the ending.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. How many times have you thought about it since you stopped watching it?
All through Frontier.
Frontier.
Or Frontier.
No, you don't have to finish stuff. Movies, yes. Sometimes I have 10 minutes left and I don't finish.
We watch.
I just go, I get it.
We watch 6 seasons of Vikings.
Nine seasons of Vikings.
Nine. No.
Yes.
Nine. Then how many seasons of...
And by the way, those 9 seasons, some of them were like A and B.
30 episodes.
So they were like... Yes.
No, we didn't watch 9 seasons.
Yes, we did.
How many seasons
look.
Of Vikings?
It's 9 seasons.
No.
Okay. It was...
Let me see. Vikings, how many seasons? And then what's the other one we watched 5 or 6 seasons of? You know, with the guy you love? You know what I'm talking about. What was that one with?
The Last Kingdom.
Yeah, that was good.
Uhtred.
Oh, Vikings, season 7 coming out. There was 6 seasons.
Oh, okay. But there was like over 100 episodes.
Yeah, there was a lot of episodes.
Because I remember I said at one point, I go, we have 80 episodes left.
We watched Vikings all those seasons. We watched The Last Kingdom, all those. We watched 5 seasons.
We love a historical drama.
A Hell's on Wheels, 5 seasons of that.
Mm-hmm. We didn't need to do that. We could have done 2 seasons of that and been fine.
Yeah, but we watched all 5 seasons.
I started to get, this is what happens. It's like work now. Oh, okay. Sometimes after dinner, I think, oh, God, I got to watch that show.
What else do we watch?
Like, why don't we just watch stuff we like?
We did like it.
I know, but once it loses its flavor, we can move on.
We're on the 3rd season of Frontier, but we've watched other seasons, too. What else do we watch?
Of what? Like shows? TV
shows?
Yeah,
why we've been stuck here.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, we watched that. You caught up and we watched Ozarks,
yeah.
But we're watching.
Actually, I missed an entire season and it was totally fine.
No, you saw it.
No, I didn't. I watched the first season. You watched both the first. I said, I'm done with it. I didn't want to watch the second season. You got angry. Watched the second season. And then I watched the third season with you. I said, I don't need to know.
All right. I'm tired. I'm going to go to my meeting, then go play golf. Then come home, take a shower.
One day at a time.
And I'm going to drive.
Guys, I know it's already been a TV show, but let's use it also for our program. One day at a time. Whoa. What does it mean? It means you just, you know, you take one day at a time. Do you think somebody else has said that?
I haven't bought sneakers in a while. Do you like
Is that
those?
How time works?
Should I get
one
those?
Day at a time? Yeah, that's how it works, but
should I get those?
We're going to use it as our saying. Yeah, get those. Those are cute.
Are they?
Yeah, but I again.
I'm not getting them. I don't need them.
Looking up sneakers and showing them to me on the podcast, you're like, I don't get why we're not more famous. You know, it's like, well, this is one of the reasons, because you're just looking at sneakers on your phone.
Because I got a text.
Yeah, well, so put your phone down. You don't need to look at it.
All right. This weekend, I'll be at the Mohegan Sun, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, comics at Mohegan Sun. Go to richvoss.com. I got some other dates coming up. Bonnie's got dates coming up. Where?
Well, I'm at the Stress Factory on Sunday with Big Jay Oakerson and the gang, because we're going to do a What's Your Effing Deal, which is a crowd work show. And it's really fun to do. Joe DeRosa is going to be in the audience. Joe DeRosa, who quit stand-up comedy, is going to be audience mic. So he runs around and holds the mic for the audience
while we
do the crowd work.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.